Hi guys, I'm welcoming you to season 5, October-November edition of Agent of Change, and we are on episode number 3. And in this episode number 3, we'll be discussing about the pressures of materialism. I hope this is going to go straight to the young people because it affects them the most. Pressures of materialism. So in episode number 1, we have been talking about who you are. Episode number 2, we talked about the social media and the youth of today. Now, in this journey of you finding yourself, we want to talk about the pressure that you give to yourself to materialism, which hinders you the ways of finding yourself. Now, materialism is toxic to happiness, and we are losing our connection to the natural world. Materialism will limit your happiness. Why? The more you don't have it, the more pressure you give yourself. The more you don't have it, the more you feel like you should have it. The more you don't have it, the more jealous you have for those who have it. Now, a pressure of materialism can make you a wicked person. The pressures of materialism can make you a bitter person. You can reach a point where you sell your body, you sell yourself, you sell your valued things because you want to have what others are having because of materialism. Now, do not be caught up in materialism. A fast-paced living or a fast-paced life is fake. Life is a process. The moment you want everything at the same time, then you are running after materialism. Life is a process. There are people who want to build today. They want to buy a car today. They want to get married today. They want to have businesses today. They want to buy a penthouse today. They want to do everything at the same time, forgetting that life is a process. The moment it becomes fast-paced, it's fake. It will run away because we are running after materialism. The moment it becomes fast-paced, it means materialism is involved. We are now forcing the way to it. We are now forcing ourselves to reach it. We are now having to have other means in order to have it, and that's not how it should be. You won't be remembered for your material things. You will be remembered for the feeling that you have cherished, the feeling that you gave to other people. People won't remember you for the things that you gave them. They remember you for the emotions you gave them. They remember you for the happiness you gave them. They remember you for the feeling that you gave to them. There is that kind of feeling that never goes away. You always remember your parents with it. You always remember your family members with it. You always remember your friends with it. That feeling is the feeling that people will remember you for. People won't remember you for the money you give to them. People won't remember you for the materialistic things that you give to them. But they will remember you for the feeling that you give to them. Now, materialism is an identity crisis. You are failing to identify with yourself. Materialism is a person failing to identify themselves. You can't find yourself if you are running after materialism. Of course, if you start running after materialism, it means you are copying someone. You are on the edge of running to copy someone or to be equal with someone on the way. So materialism is failing to identify with yourself. It is losing your identity. It is losing the real meaning of you. Now, if you want to find yourself, if you want to find who you are, run away from materialism. Now, the definition of materialism says it is a tendency to think material objects are more important than people. A desire for money over ethics. Let's take the first point. Material objects are more important than people. When a person is materialistic, he can even sell you so that he gets the material. When the person is materialistic, he doesn't see people as important. He sees jewelry as important than people. He sees materials as important than people. It is the love of money over ethics, which means you can do anything to get the money, even though you are not following the ethics. It means forgetting the rules and running after the money. It means forgetting the protocol and running after the material. It means going on a corrupt way to satisfy yourself, forgetting about the ethics. The moment you start forgetting your principle over materials, then something is wrong. The moment you start forgetting yourself over materialistic things, it means something has shifted in your life. Something was shifted in your life. Because when you run after materialism, you forget yourself. You forget your morals. You forget your principles. Principles die when materialism is the key. When materialism is the goal, principles die. And you cannot find yourself. In order to find the real you, run away from materialism. What is yours will find you there. What is yours will look for you until it finds you. Materialism is buying things we don't need with the money we don't have. Have you ever seen people who saw something somewhere? They forced themselves to buy things that they don't need just because someone has it. They buy it because someone has it. You buy an iPhone because someone has it. When someone upgrades to iPhone 12, 13, whatever, you will be upgrading also. You are forcing yourself. You don't even have the money enough to afford that iPhone, but you are busy forcing yourself. Someone buys a new fashion trend, you are also forcing yourself to buy it. Do you need it? No. You want to prove that you can also buy it too. That's when materialism has taken over the mind. That's when materialism has taken over the flesh. That's when materialism has ruled your heart. And you cannot find yourself if materialism has ruled your heart. Now, if your life is based completely on materialism and the pleasures of this life, it means already you are not living life. If you have based your life on the pleasures, you have based your life on the things of this world, it means you have not really started living your own life, because materialism has taken over. Materialism is now ruling you. Instead of you to rule over materials, materials are now ruling over you, which is a bad thing and which shouldn't happen. So fight against materialism, because materialism can stop you from finding yourself, finding the real you. Now, any guy can spoil you with material things. Any guy can give you material things. But the right man will spoil you with understanding. They will spoil you with the listening skills. They will spoil you with loyalty. They will spoil you with affection. They will spoil you with happiness. Instead of giving you gold, it's better to give you wisdom. Instead of giving you material, it's better to give you knowledge. Now, those are the people you should look for. People who will spoil you with knowledge. People who will spoil you with wisdom instead of people who will spoil you with materialism. The moment it goes to your heart, then we have gone the wrong way. Now, if money and material things make you believe that you are better than others, then you are the poorest person in this world. If you feel that your money that you have or the materials that you have make you better than others, then you are one of the poorest person in the world. Because the affection of making you better than others is the feeling that you give to others, which others cannot give to themselves. It is the feeling that you give to me that I am unable to give to myself. But the materials that you give to me cannot make you better than me. That's when materialism has taken over the mind. Now, do not let materialism to take over the mind. Find yourself. In this journey of finding yourself, make sure that materialism is not the key. Materialism is not the source. Run away from materialism. Join me in the next episode and we'll have a great time. Thank you.